It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
An early childhood taxing district, what on earth is that?
The latest in politics and world affairs.
I don't think that we should be passing legislation that is so complicated that people kind of throw up their hands and say, oh, I can't understand it.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
It is not fair that just because you're a big business that you get a break on this and the little guy doesn't.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed. Let's have a conversation and welcome to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. I so appreciate each and every one of you joining us today. Strive for excellence. Take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. You have purpose, and we need to step into this time in history. This is the day before the 20th anniversary of the attacks on America on September 11th, 2001, and it is a time to stop and reflect, to honor those that died in those attacks, as well as all those that have been either willing or have sacrificed their lives or their health to make sure that you and I live in liberty. And the 13 that recently lost their lives in Afghanistan, we certainly want to remember them. But my friends, we are here for a purpose, and there's something much bigger than just us. And one of that thing is really to live as free people. And I get to work with a really great team of people here, and that's producer Steve, Zach, Patty, Keith, Charlie, and all the people here at Crawford Broadcasting. It is a day to stop and reflect, producer Steve.
It is, and I don't know. I've got the full spectrum of feelings over it. For 20 years, this battle cry, if that's the right term for it, says never forget. And yet I just look at us in a cross-section of the culture, and I'm afraid we pretty much have forgotten to a degree. I mean, you say 9/11 to somebody and they can tell you about it, but they the significance of it, the impact, it seems to escape so many.
And that is true. However, I really do think that there is an awakening to what is happening. Now, the tyrants are on warp speed here now on what they're doing, and America is under attack 20 years later. Not so much from without, but from within, Steve. And we'll talk just a little bit about that. I don't want to talk about tyrants a whole bunch today because I want to reflect on this anniversary. And then we've got a great conversation. Mark Auville and Mike Tompkins, two of the organizers of Grand Lake U.S. Constitution Week. Now more than ever, as I was thinking about it as we were preparing for the show, what this little community has done up there in Grand Lake is absolutely astounding. And so we'll talk to them in segments 3 and 4. Go to my website, Kim Munson, MUNSON.com, and we have all of the recaps and podcasts of our past shows there. What you do is just click on the picture of that show, and it'll bring up the recap as well as the podcast is embedded in that. And more of you are requesting those because our shows really search for truth and clarity as we look at these issues through this lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you shouldn't have to force people to do it. And it's never compassionate to take other people's stuff, whether it's their property, their freedom, their rights, or their livelihood, via force, whether with a weapon, policy, unpredictable and excessive taxation, fear, coercion, or the latest silent thief, that is government-induced inflation. And I don't want to talk a whole bunch about it today, just because of the honoring of those of 9/11 and all those have stood for liberty. But I think the quote, in light of Joe Biden's comments yesterday, basically what any employer with 100 employees or more, they're going to require that all those employees have the vaccination or the experimental drug vaccination. This is really tyrannical, what is happening in America. And I just want to remind all of you that there is over almost a 99.5% recovery rate from COVID. And also, we need to remember that those numbers that they're giving us, many times they're reflecting people that died because of other things but happened to have COVID. So first of all, the numbers, the recovery rate is significant. There's treatments out there, but this government has tried to tap down those treatments, and big media has tried to tap down those treatments. Big tech has tried to tap down those treatments. If you've had COVID, you clearly have the antibodies. So why on earth would you need the vaccination? And this mandatory masking, bear in mind the virus is the particles are so small that they can get through a mask. If you feel that a mask is effective, then wear one. But don't be out there trying to force everybody else to wear one. And I was also thinking about this regarding the radical Islamists. They make sure that women are masked. Is it not astounding that we have those that are wanting to make sure our whole society is masked? It's beyond belief to me, Steve.
Well, it just smacks of, you know, this control element, having this level of, you know, this iron grip around the throats or the faces of the average American.
Yes. And it's not going to get better, my friends. If you think that you capitulate now to keep your job or to whatever, it's not going to get better. I remember when this whole thing first started and there was the masking at schools and at churches, and people said, well, we just want to do this just so we can stay open. Well, guess what? We go from mandatory mask wearing to go to church or to go to school, take your temperature to go to church or to go to school. And now we fast forward to now. We've got a 99% recovery rate. There's treatments. People have had it. They have the antibodies. And now it's not you have to wear a mask and have your temperature taken to go to school or to go to church. Now it says you have to take this experimental jab in order to have your livelihood. So if we all think it's going to get better, if we just capitulate, that it's not going to get better. It's just not.
It's just going to open the door, you know, wider for more things down the road. And again, we're not supposed to be talking about this right now because of what tomorrow is, but, you know, let's not forget the role, and especially after his big announcements yesterday of Big Pharma and all this, there's great, massive amounts of money to be made.
Yes. I actually wanted to just mention, last night I was the moderator for the panel discussion, which it was a very good, it was robust. I will tell you, it was like America's, this battle of ideas. It was robust. And I hadn't really thought about this. But those that are tyrants, it's about ego, it's about power, and it's about money. Money's really the third thing. It's ego, power, and money. And James Madison, the quote for today, because we're going to be talking about the Constitution, he's known as the father of the Constitution. And James Madison was an American statesman, diplomat, expansionist, philosopher, founding father, who served as the fourth president of the United States. He's hailed as the father of the Constitution for his pivotal role in drafting and promoting the Constitution. He was born in 1751. He died in 1836. And I just thought this was so appropriate in light of what Joe Biden and his handlers did yesterday. He said, and this is James Madison said this, crisis is the rallying cry of the tyrant. There you have it.
I got to admit, when I first spotted that in the rundown sheet this morning, I'm not really sure I understand what that's saying, but the way you just set it up, I get it.
You get it. Okay. We're going to go to break here in just a moment. Before we do that, though, this show comes to you because of the great sponsors that I have. And Hooters Restaurants was one of the first sponsors that I had because we had an experience on a local level with a mayor and city council who was wanting to act like a tyrant. And so they have been a great sponsor of ours for a long time because they believe in what we do. And that is that we talk about freedom and the American idea. And we're getting into football season and they have all kinds of specials, but they also have burger specials all day, all the time. And they're $10. They have a mushroom Swiss burger, a bacon blue burger, Southwest burger, Western burger, mac and cheese burger, and a Cali burger. And kids eat free on Saturdays with the purchase of an adult entree. That's every Saturday. They have five locations: Lone Tree, Westminster, Aurora, Colorado Springs, and Loveland. And we've got new sponsors that are in the queue. Very excited about that. If you are interested in becoming a sponsor on the show, reach out to me at kim@kimmunson.com, and I'd love to chat with you about that. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation about the 9/11 anniversary. And then in segments 3 and 4, we will be talking with a couple of the organizers of U.S. Grand Lake U.S. Constitution Week. We will be right back.
Would you have ever dreamed that freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of assembly, and freedom of religion would be under assault and attack in America? Unbelievably, it is happening right before our eyes. That is why it is important to keep free-thinking, independent voices on the airwaves, the internet, and social media. Kim Munson is one of those important voices. Help her keep independence alive. Go to KimMunson.com to contribute, to join Kim in the battle of ideas raging in America today. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I'm Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And thank you to each and every one of you who support us. I so appreciate you. And as we're thinking about 9/11 today, I wanted to just remind you of the story of Todd Beamer, 32 years old, from Cranberry, New Jersey. Todd Beamer resided in Cranberry, New Jersey. He was an account manager for the Oracle Corporation. He died at the age of 32 on September 11th, 2001, with the attacks on board United Airlines Flight 93. He survived by his wife, Lisa Beamer, two sons, David and Drew, and a daughter, Morgan, who was born on January 9th, 2002, nearly 4 months after her father's death. Todd and other passengers had been in communication with people via in-plane and cell phones and learned that the World Trade Center had been attacked using hijacked airplanes. Beamer tried to place a credit card call through a phone located on the back of a plane seat, but was routed to a customer service representative instead, who passed him on to a supervisor, Lisa Jefferson. Beamer reported that one passenger was killed, and later that a flight attendant had told him the pilot and co-pilot had been forced from the cockpit and may have been wounded. He was also on the phone when the plane made its turn in a southeasterly direction, a move that had him briefly panicking. Later, he told the operator that some of the plane's passengers were planning to jump on the hijackers. According to Jefferson, Beamer's last audible words were, "Are you guys ready? Let's roll." This term would later become the war cry for those fighting Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. My friends, you get up in the morning, you never know if you're going to be a hero. But Todd Beamer was a hero that day. And we need to remember that we are Americans. And with that, I've asked Steve to play this next clip. And I would really recommend at some point in time today that you you sit down and you watch the video on this as well. And this is from, let's see, Steve, I thought I had the exact, here we go. It's from 1776history.com, and it's the story of Martin Treptow. It's Ronald Reagan, and I'd recommend that you watch this, but we're going to play this for you. It's a little over 3 minutes, but it's super important. So, Steve, thank you for playing this audio.
If we look to the answer as to why for so many years we achieved so much, prospered as no other people on earth, it was because here in this land, we unleashed the energy and individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before. Freedom and the dignity of the individual have been more available and assured here than in any other place on earth. The price for this freedom at times has been high, but we have never been unwilling to pay that price. Those who say that we're in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look. The sloping hills of Arlington National Cemetery, with its row upon row of simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David, they add up to only a tiny fraction of the price but has been paid for our freedom. Each one of those markers is a monument to the kind of hero I spoke of earlier. Their lives ended in places called Belleau Wood, the Argonne, Omaha Beach, Salerno, and halfway around the world on Guadalcanal, Tarawa, Porkchop Hill, the Chosin Reservoir, and in 100 rice paddies and jungles of a place called Vietnam. Under one such marker lies a young man, Martin Treptow, who left his job in a small town barbershop in 1917 to go to France with the famed Rainbow Division. There on the Western Front, he was killed trying to carry a message between battalions under heavy artillery fire. We're told that on his body was found a diary. On the flyleaf, under the heading My Pledge, he had written these words: America must win this war. Therefore, I will work, I will save, I will sacrifice, I will endure. I will fight cheerfully and do my utmost as if the issue of the whole struggle depended on me alone. We must realize that no arsenal or no weapon in the arsenals of the world is so formidable as the will and moral courage of free men and women. It is a weapon our adversaries in today's world do not have. It is a weapon that we as Americans do have. Let that be understood by those who practice terrorism and prey upon their neighbors. As for the enemies of freedom, those who are potential adversaries, they will be reminded that peace is the highest aspiration of the American people. We will negotiate for it, sacrifice for it. We will not surrender for it now or ever. We are Americans.
Wow. I just wanted to remind each and every one of you, we are Americans. And we stand on the shoulders of giants. We stand on the shoulders of the patriots and those in the Civil War. And as Ronald Reagan said, all of these different battles. We stand on the shoulders of Todd Beamer, who 20 years ago tomorrow lost his life. He got on that plane that morning just thinking he was on a routine flight to make a living, to take care of his two little boys and his little girl that was on the way. But we were made for this time. America is under assault. We are in a dire time right now. And it is coming not from without, and it may, but it's coming from within. And that is why each and every one of us must make sure that we dig down deep and we stand for this American idea, this idea that we are free men and women. Steve, you want to comment?
Well, like I said earlier, the plea is out there, never forget. And I'm afraid 9/11, we can think of an event like Hurricane Katrina. Yeah, we'll never forget about that either. But, all too often, the two events have been put on the same plane, and they are not the same. For that particular attack and the most appalling cowardice that I can't think of anything more cowardly than what was done that day. And for people like Todd Beamer, again, just out there living life, and to have, to make that kind of a sacrifice unknowingly, and when you boarded the plane, it's just beyond my comprehension.
Well, and when we talk about never forgetting, Steve, it is our duty to make sure that we honor those. And that's why we do the America's Veterans Story Show, which is on Sundays at 3 and 10. And that is why we have these conversations, is we each have our own duty and we each need to step into that. And that is why I'm so honored to get to do this show with all of you, every Monday through Friday. I so appreciate it. And I get to do this because I have really great partners that help me do this, and really, really appreciate each and every one of them. And before we go to break, on the line with me is one of our great sponsors, and that is Hal Van Herkey. He and his wife, Linnea, are entrepreneurs. They own Castlegate Knife and Tool, which is located right here in Sedalia, Colorado. And whether or not you are a collector or a sportsman, a chef, you need a gift, Castlegate Knife and Tool is the place for you. And Hal, it's so great to have you on the show.
Thank you, Kim. Like always, it's great to be here.
Very somber day as we are remembering tomorrow, 9/11, the 20th anniversary of that. What's your thoughts about that, Hal?
Yeah, I think it's always critical that all of us remember not only the events themselves, but the the situation that led up to it, and how our country responded in the moments following that. I think it's very important that we always remember. It was a very sad day in U.S. history. We're going through some troubled times now, but nothing like we did then.
Yes, still, it's unbelievable. I can just remember exactly watching the television as this whole thing was unfolding. And so we are remembering all those that lost their lives that day, and so grateful for our military and our veterans and our first responders. And they all get a discount at Castlegate Knife and Tool all the time, all day, every day. But the other thing is as Americans, we are resilient. We step forward into the situation. And you are doing something really great with the Dads of Castle Rock. Tell us about that.
Yeah, very quickly, as many people know, we had recently a Hurricane Ida, that roared through the Gulf Coast states and really did a significant amount of damage in western Louisiana, as well as then up through the Midwest, and had several deaths even in New Jersey and New York as it passed out back through the Atlantic Ocean. But because of the other things going on in the news cycle, this hurricane is not getting as much attention as previous ones have, even though it's one of the strongest ones that have ever hit the American mainland. So what we're doing with Dads of Castle Rock is we're doing a Hurricane Ida relief drive now through next Sunday. And if you're in Castle Rock, we have drop-off locations all over Castle Rock. The items that we collect, we will be sending down to an organization called Cajun Navy Reserve in Louisiana that's already standing by to distribute those directly to people who need that. And if you're not in Castle Rock, you can help by donating. We use Venmo, and you can use Venmo at Dads of Castle Rock and then hashtag Ida. Any little bit that you could donate, $5, $10, $25 helps. Our goal is to put together a semi-truck load or more of supplies and ship them out next Sunday. So that's using Venmo, that's at Dads of Castle Rock. And then just remind us that it's hashtag Ida. If you're in the Castle Rock area, we have a long list of supplies on our Castlegate Knife and Tool website, as well as the Dads of Castle Rock Facebook page, Dads of Castle Rock Outreach page, etc.
Okay. And it looks like that website is docrco.org. I just searched for Dads of Castle Rock, and that's what came up. And it has Donate Now. And so that would be a place to do that.
Yes.
If people want to actually drop by in Castle Rock and donate, what are the items that you're looking for?
Yeah, we have a long list out there. We're looking for items like cleaning supplies, contractor bags, work gloves, baby supplies, baby bottles, diapers, items like Pedialyte, baby formula, Ensure, other things like that. A couple of things we're not looking for right now is clothes, and frankly, they have all of the food that they need right now on the ground. So a lot of the supplies are listed out on these links. We have flyers that show the supplies that we're looking for that are literally being requested by survivors and rescue teams on the ground in Louisiana, and so you can find that information there. And again,
okay,
if you're in Castle Rock, we have drop-off locations at Castlegate Knife and Tool, DCF Guns, All Around Auto Care, and the Whiskey Lodge.
Okay, great. And again, the best place to get all that information, did you say that you have it at Castlegate.com, or is it better to go to Dads of Castle Rock website?
We have it on our Facebook website, Castlegate.com, but you can also go to the website that you mentioned, DCR.org, You mentioned that.
Yeah, DazzleCastleRock, and it'll come up. Yeah, okay.
And then if you're on Facebook, most of the most amount of information is on Facebook. We have event pages out outlining all of this, and DazzleCastleRock is still a very Facebook-driven organization with over 2,000 members on Facebook.
Oh,
and
okay.
It raises funding like this every day for different causes.
Okay. You're doing such great work, Hal Van Herkey, and it's just great to have you as a partner of both the Kim Munson Show and America's Veteran Stories. So once again, thank you so much, and be sure and check out castlegate.com. That's castlegate.com. Hal, you will be co-hosting next week. I'm looking forward to that, and so we'll see you then.
Thank you, Kim.
And we'll be right back with Mark Auville and Mike Topkins.
Home ownership and private property rights help you build wealth for you and your family. RE/MAX Alliance award-winning realtor Karen Levine understands this. Supply is super tight right now. This is why you need a seasoned professional with excellent negotiating skills on your side of the table, whether buying or selling an existing home or buying a new build. As a member of the National Association of Realtors Board of Directors, Karen Levine volunteers hours of her time to help you build your American dream. Call her today at 303-877-7516. Again, that's 303-877-7516.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
And I'm proud to be an American.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out my website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And thank you to all of you who support us. I so greatly appreciate that. Next week, starting on September 13th through the 19th, there is something so special that is happening right here in the Rocky Mountains up in Grand Lake, Colorado. And that is their 10th annual Grand Lake U.S. Constitution Week. It is the premier Constitution Week in all of America. And I'm thrilled to have on the line with me two men and their families who are so instrumental in making sure this happens. It's all volunteer planning. People really step up to the plate to do this. And I have Mark Auville and Mike Tompkins on the line with me. Mark, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Kim. Thanks for having us on your show. It's always an honor.
Oh, my gosh. It's an honor to have you. And Mike Tompkins, great to have you here.
Thank you, Kim. Happy to be here.
Mark, over the years, and you really were the one that introduced me to Grand Lakes U.S. Constitution Week. So first of all, thank you. And it's a really beautiful event. It's a great time of year because the aspen are starting to change. And Grand Lake is probably one of my most favorite places in the whole world. It is a real taste of Americana. It's people that love our country, that entrepreneurs, hard workers, everyday Americans, that is just who we are. And it's so exciting what you're doing there. So how are you involved this year in Constitution Week?
Well, again, we have a board, and we've been working on getting our speakers lined up, our fireworks lined up. We've actually lined up a concert this year with Dot Cero, who's a jazz band around the Rocky Mountains since the 1980s. So we're pulling it all together, Kim.
And something new this year will be the church service on Sunday morning in the park.
Yes, this is something new that we added. Steve Watts with Dot Cero, he likes to refer to himself as a 21st century prodigal son. So he reached out to us. He's doing the show at 2 p.m. on Saturday, but he reached out to us and said he'd like to do a small solo concert and a testimonial Sunday. So we gave that some thought and then reached out to a local church up there, Stillwater Chapel. Their pastor, Pastor Dan Savage, he's very involved with Constitution Week. He's also a deputy sheriff in Grand County. And we thought, why don't we try to collaborate between these two folks? And so far, so we've got it lined up where we're going to have a worship service at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday, and Steve Watts is going to play his saxophone and be part of that worship service, and then he's going to give his testimony. You know, we really thought that just like our founding fathers had divine providence when founding our nation, we can't win this battle alone. So we're ending Constitution Week with a worship service asking God to grant us providence once again.
And that's, as I look at what we're faced right now, Mark, that is where we have to go, because this is too big for us to even think that we can do this ourselves. And Mike Tompkins, we've had the divine provider, divine providence. And I needed to clarify. Somebody said I referred to divine providence, and they said people might think that's the government. I'm like, no. not so much. Of course, what the government giveth, the government can taketh away. But you've been involved from basically day one on this, right, Mike Tompkins?
Yep. This is our 10th year. We're proud of it being the 10th year, but we're even more proud that it's the 234th anniversary of our U.S. Constitution. And so you know what that means, only 16 more years until the 250th. And we plan on being around for the 250th anniversary. And one of our major goals, in addition to putting on a great event here in Grand Lake, is by the 250th, having the U.S. Constitution Week celebrated in every state in the nation, all 50 states and towns all across, and celebrating the Constitution just like we celebrate the Declaration of Independence on July 4th.
I have had so many people that have reached out to me because I've had the great honor for the last few years to MC the main event on Saturday, saying, oh my gosh, we should have this in towns all across America. I so agree. But it is a lot of work. You guys are an all-volunteer organization. And when I look at the speakers that you have pulled together and what you're doing, it's a lot of work for volunteers, but it's inherently kind of that American volunteerism that we have seen. But it is a bit daunting. I mean, it's a lot of work what you do.
Yeah, people shouldn't be intimidated. Think more like the 4th of July. It's just accepted that you're going to celebrate the 4th of July. You may do it with picnic. You may do it with music. You know, you may watch patriotic movies on TV. There's a lot of ways to celebrate the Constitution. And what we put on is a lot of work for a little town, but not everybody has to do that. They don't have to celebrate the whole week. They can celebrate just Constitution Day, which is September 17th every year, the anniversary of the actual signing of the Constitution. And so, you know, towns can start small. The mayor can issue a proclamation. There's so many things you can do just to remind people that, you know, we're fortunate to have the premier constitution in the world. You know, it's not perfect, but it's certainly the best.
Well, it really is. And as the founders were putting together the Constitution, and Mark had mentioned about the finger of God, and actually I've got a great James Madison quote at the end of the show as well, and James Madison was known as the father of the Constitution. But the Constitution and the Declaration are entwined. This vision of the Declaration, that all men are created equal with these rights from God of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. Mike Tompkins, it doesn't get much better than that as far as an ideal to start a country, correct?
Yeah, the concept is the Constitution is not even needed because those rights are inherent. They're there whether we wrote them down in the Constitution or not. But so many governments violate those rights, and sometimes, unfortunately, even our own U.S. government. But we entered into a compact with the people, we the people, and the government, and said, you know, we're going to have a government do certain things, but only these certain things. And we have certain inalienable rights, and you can never take those away from us.
Okay, Mike, a question. When we say that you can never take those rights away from us, it seems like, for example, let's take a look at what's happening in Afghanistan. The Taliban is attacking life and liberty in pursuit of happiness. But those rights are ours from God. So they're not maybe taking them away. They're infringing that. How would you explain
that? Exactly right. Exactly right. Those people still have those rights. There's just an oppressive government which does exactly what, like you say, they're infringing their inherent God-given rights.
Okay. And Mark Avil, I remember, I have this in my mind, you and your wife, Tanya, on one of the there's a parade on Saturdays, which that is maybe one of my most favorite things about the whole week is the parade on Saturday. And I remember, and I have it in my mind, you on one side of the street and Tanya on the other side of the street, handing out, walking the whole parade route, handing out constitutions. And every time I think about it, I just smile, Mark.
Yeah, Kim, that's one of our most memorable moments, is walking the parade route and handing out constitutions and seeing how excited the whole parade route is about our country. I mean, it's one of the biggest takeaways over the last 10 years is just watching this town of Grand Lake come together as a community to celebrate America. And there's such a patriotic vibe in the town from the visitors, the businesses, the residents, the first responders. And just interacting with the people and handing out those constitutions is such a great experience for us, and we've probably hand out 500 or 600 a year, literally.
And it doesn't take that long to read the Constitution or to read the Declaration of Independence. And I would highly recommend that people sit down and do this so that we understand that. So that the Declaration had this vision of what America would be, and the Constitution was put in place to try to make sure that we, the people, would have those rights from God. We could exercise those rights of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. And what they then put in place created this big, broad middle class, which typically, it's a pretty unique thing, this middle class, because normally it's been the elites and then everybody else. And of course, we see that there's a movement to try to make that happen again. But with this freedom for pursuit of happiness, people were able to go out and in their own self-best interest create products and services to exchange with others. And some people, if you have a product or service that a lot of people want, you can become very wealthy and have, you know, create wealth for you and your family. And that is something, Mike Tompkins, that is pretty unique to the American idea.
You know, it is very unique. And what people often forget is not only do you have the chance to succeed in the United States, but you also have the chance to fail. And that's a little harder to accept. And there's one political party, which will go unnamed, that believes they can eliminate the ability of anybody to fail. You know, Joe Biden went, oops, I gave it away. Joe Biden said while he was running for president that if he were president, nobody would have died from COVID. And even the media that usually goes along with them push back on that. And as we've seen since he has been president, that's not been the case. But the government is not going to be able to prevent death. I can make that prediction quite, you know, soundly. There's just, they can't prevent the hardships of human life. And so I would much rather have the opportunity to succeed, even with the chance of failure, than to have government intervene and, you know, wrap us all in bubble wrap so nobody gets hurt.
Well, and what the government giveth, the government can taketh away. And they use this fear of failure to come in and implement programs and to take freedoms. But I think it's been very stark. A stark reality is just take a look at Afghanistan. The fact that we have left American citizens and those that have helped us on the ground behind enemy lines. That shows me a government that doesn't really care about people, doesn't care about their freedom. And so I think that that is just, you can look to that, and when they say that they can care, they can take away, address the fears that people have. They are just using that. They really can't do that. Mike, what's your final thoughts on that before we go to break?
Well, it's just the law of unintended consequences. 3/4 of America wanted United States out of Afghanistan, and both of the previous and current president realized that. But there's a way to do it correctly and a way to do it incorrectly. And just ignoring all the possibilities of failure and just doing it without any real thought, which is what happened, is just so mind-numbingly horrific as the impact it's had on those people, those mothers handing babies over barbed wire, men falling from planes they were trying to grasp just to get out of Afghanistan. Those images will be seared in our minds, forever, just like 9/11, which we have memorialized the 20th anniversary tomorrow.
Well, correct. And that is why we need to understand our history. We need to understand our founding documents. And I'm talking with Mark Auville and Mike Topkins. They are two of the organizers of Grand Lake U.S. Constitution Week. And beginning on Monday will be the kickoff for this whole thing. And we're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation with Mark and Mike. Stay tuned.
With the federal government printing money, it looks like inflation is on the horizon. That is why you should lock in a low rate now on your mortgage. Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group is here to help. Lauren works with a variety of lenders to assist you in finding the mortgage that is just right for you. Locking in a low rate now will save you thousands of dollars over the life of your loan. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait any longer. Call Lauren today at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Americans Veteran Stories with Kim Munson, Sunday afternoons at 3. Here on KLZ 560 AM and KLZ 100.7. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love you,
sir. Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And for America's Veteran Stories on Sunday, which will broadcast at 3 and 10 on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM, we will be doing an encore broadcast of an interview that we did with Maynard Kennedy, Marine veteran. He was at the Chosin Reservoir in a famous Marine battle in the Korean War. And it is a great interview, so I would highly encourage you to tune into that. And we do stand on the shoulders of giants. And it's a great thing to celebrate U.S. Constitution Week. I have on the line with me Mark Auville and Mike Topkins, and they are two of the organizers. Now, first thing, Mike Topkins, you are an entrepreneur, and you are the owner of the Western Riviera resort, I guess. Western Riviera Resort is right there on Grand Lake. And I've had the great pleasure of staying there. But I'm concerned that people, I'm sure the town is going to be selling out. And I would highly recommend that people get their reservations for their accommodations. And if the city's full, they can then go over to either Granby or Fraser. But what are you seeing? Are there still rooms available in Grand Lake, or do you know?
There are a few rooms available. We've been holding one room back for speakers, and we're going to probably release that. So we have one room left just because we've kept it back. And most places are filling up, but there's some chances to get in. There's great campgrounds right at the entrance to Rocky Mountain National Park. There's a premier RV site just 16 miles south of us in Granby. Brand new, beautiful river run. So people who like to camp and RV, there's a good option there and all around town.
So if somebody wants to get that last room at the Western Riviera, and that is right on Grand Lake, and so it'll be a great place to watch the fireworks over the lake on Saturday night. What's that phone number, Mike Tompkins?
That's 970-627-3580.
And also, my understanding is people can call the Chamber of Commerce as well for listings of other places that people might find accommodations as well. Mark Avail, I wanted to go through what you all have planned. And beginning on Monday, September 13th at 11:30, Professor John Eastman, and he was our guest yesterday on the show, is going to be presenting on the tectonic shifts at the Supreme Court. And then that evening, Professor Rob Nadelson, will be presenting on why the Constitution is worth defending. What a great way to kick this whole thing off, Mark.
I agree, Kim. And we're adding something new also on Tuesday, is we're actually having a seminar from Rob Nadelson, how to read the Constitution. So we're now trying to engage the community even more.
Oh, that's fantastic. And then that evening, you have Dr. Thomas Kranewitter will present on mutual civic trust for a more perfect union. And then, let's see, on Wednesday, you've got, your trivia contest. That is always fun, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And you can call in from anywhere around the country. And it's real challenging and real rewarding to plug into that.
And then on Thursday, is that Mike?
Kim, the trivia is my baby. I'll be hosting the trivia at 3 p.m. on Wednesday. You're going to be able to play live at Rocky's Restaurant or call in. And you said how easy it is to read the Constitution, which only has 4,444 words. So that's an important fact to remember if you're going to play trivia.
Okay, I hope somebody wrote that down, Mike Tompkins. And so that's Wednesday, September 15th. It's at 3 o'clock. And it says the details on this is on the Facebook page. And also they can get that at the website, GrandLakeUSConstitutionWeek.com. Correct. And is there a prize for the people that win?
Bragging rights.
Well, that's the most important things. Then on Thursday at 11:30, Seth Stern will present on Second Amendment facts. And 5 p.m., Brian Blumenfeld, an attorney, will talk about reapportionment, redistricting, and constitutional government. Mark, I think that sounds fascinating with what's going on here in Colorado regarding redistricting.
Yeah, we're seeing them redraw the lines. I had heard that they're trying to redistrict Laura Boebert out of her district and also Ken Buck. So we're seeing a lot of political maneuvering as there's this redistricting. And then we have people that are running for U.S. Congress, and as they're knocking on doors, those doors might not even be in their district anymore. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that all plays out and what Brian has to say about the whole reapportionment and redistricting.
Yeah, that should be absolutely fascinating. And then on Friday night, Grant Martin will present at 5 o'clock on the Article 5 Convention of States. And the founders put that into the Constitution for a reason. And then Saturday, beginning at 10:30, is the parade. And then 11 o'clock will be the event. And then there's going to be a flyover. Mike, what kind of a flyover is this going to be?
So we have a flyover every year, but this year should be our best ever. We're going to have 4 F-16s flyover, and they were practicing yesterday. There's no more beautiful sound than the sound of freedom as those jets fly over. So right in the afternoon, Before that Cerro plays, we should have four F-16s flying over Grand Lake, and that's going to be pretty impressive. It's worth the trip just for that.
Well, it is, and of course the Aspen will be changing, it's for sure. And so that will be at noon on Saturday, and then the keynote speaker is Professor Joshua Dunn. He's with the University of Colorado in Colorado Springs. And it will be Trading Freedom for Security and the Psychology of Centralization. So that will be fascinating. Dotsero has their concert at 2, and then the fireworks over the lake will be at 8:30. And then on Sunday, September 19th at 10:30, will be the worship service, and 11 o'clock, the testimonial by Stephen Watts. It is looking like a fabulous event, and I can't wait to get up there for that. Just really excited. So Mark Auville, Mike Tompkins, it is so great to have you join us. Mark, what's the final thought that you'd like to leave with our listeners today?
That freedom isn't free, that we have to fight to protect our rights, and we're seeing an overreaching federal government right now, and that's why Constitution Week's so important, just to educate the citizens on that if it's not enumerated in the Constitution, it falls to the states and to the people. We're the boss, and we need to start acting like that.
True that. We need to understand the Constitution. U.S. Constitution Week is a great place to make sure that you start with that. And Mike Tompkins, thank you also for joining us. What's your final thought for our listeners?
I agree with Mark. Freedom isn't free, but our events are. Everything is free except for the Rob Nadelson tutorial, because the materials he has to hand out, he does charge $20. But you can come up and attend all these great speakers, fireworks, parade, everything, the music, all for free.
Well, and I had taken a look at the extended weather forecast, and it looks like it's going to be a fabulous week up in Grand Lake, Colorado. So go to GrandLakeUSConstitutionWeek.com. That's GrandLakeUSConstitutionWeek.com. Mark and Mike, I can't wait to see you next week.
Hey, we're looking forward to it, Kim.
Okay. And our quote for today is from James Madison. He said this: "It is impossible for the man of pious reflection not to perceive in it, the Constitution, a finger of that almighty hand which has been so frequently and signally extended to our relief in the critical stages of the revolution." So my friends, today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. My friends, you are not alone. God bless you, and God bless America.
Through the mountains climbing, twisting, turning further from my home. Young, like a new moon rising, fierce, through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown. And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't serve.